Guys, what's happening? Welcome to the 5 Minutes Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani and I won't be giving you the top stories for today. Yes, you heard that right. The only story was that Jesus Navas has gone back to Sevilla and he signed a 3-year deal with the club. So for today, I've decided that I'll be covering the Premier League club spending so far in this transfer window. But before I begin, I just want to quickly say that in 4 days, is the 5 Minute Sports Podcast Draft Premier League Private League. And the code for the league is 140-935-37959. Just 3 more spots to go, so get yourself involved quickly. I'm not covering loan deals of the clubs, as loan deals for the season are only around 1 or 2 million pounds. So I've got an alphabetical order, and that gets us started off with AFC Bournemouth. Bournemouth have gotten Asmir Begovic for £10 million, AK for £20 million, Nathan AK, which is a club record fee. Jermaine Defoe came in for free, and Connor Mahoney also came in for free. The players who have left from Bournemouth are all on loan deals, and as I said earlier, I won't be including loan deals, so that's a net spend of £30 million by Bournemouth. That is a bit high for Bournemouth, honestly speaking. Moving on to Arsenal, they got in Seed Kolasinac for free. Can you believe it? Then there's Alexander Lacazette, who has been brought in for £53 million. Another club record signing. So these are the only two signings Arsenal have made so far. They have sold Kalyn Hinds for £2 million to Wolfsburg. Then there's Dan Crowley, who was apparently deemed as the next Jack Wilshere at Arsenal just a couple of years back. He was sold to Willem II for £1 million. And finally, Chesney was sold for £10 million. That gives us a net spend of £40 million for Arsenal. Moving on to the third club, Brighton, they have signed a lot of players, 7 to be precise. And the only loan signing is Chelsea's Izzy Brown. So the first player up is Pascal Gross. I couldn't find his transfer fee, but given that he's been signed from Ingolstadt, let's say he's been signed for around £2 million. Then Josh Kerr from Celtic has been signed on a free transfer. Matthew Ryan has been signed for £6 million, another club record fee. Marcus Suttner has been signed for £2 million. Matthias Norman has been signed for less than £1 million. And Steven Alzate has been signed from Leyton Orient. I didn't get details on his transfer fee either. And let's take that as, say, £1 million since he's been signed from Leyton Orient. Just Rob Hunt, who has been sold to Oldham, and I couldn't find his transfer fee either. So I've got about a £10 million net spend for Brighton. Moving on to Burnley, they've bought 4 players. Charlie Taylor for £5 million, Walters for £3 million, Jack Cock for £10 million, and Phil Bardsley for £1.5 million. Some smart buys by Burnley there. And then they've sold Michael Keane for £30 million. And Tendai Darikwa for £1 million, which makes Burnley the first club on the show that have a net profit of £11.5 million, which is very rare to see actually if you go to see in the Premier League. Clubs these days in the Premier League are buying players left, right and centre, and it's like they break their transfer record every transfer window. Moving on to Chelsea. Chelsea have done a lot of buying and selling. They signed Willy Caballero for free. Antonio Rudiger has come in for £31 million. Bakayoko has come in for £35 million. And Alvaro Morata has come in for £58 million. Another club record purchase. Exactly what I was talking about a few seconds back. and Chelsea have sold Juan Cuadrado for 17 million, Christian Atsu for 6 million, Asmir Begovic for 10 million, Nathan Ake for 20 million, Bertrand Traore for 9 million, Chaloba for 6 million, and the big one, Nemanja Matic, for 40 million pounds. That gives us a net spend of just 15 million for Chelsea. That isn't too bad, considering the huge amount of money they spent on the big signings of Rudiger, Bakayoko and Morata. Of course, you also have to take in the 30 or 100 loan signings Chelsea send out every transfer window. So I'm sure they must be making a good amount of profit from that as well. Moving on to Crystal Palace, a fairly quiet transfer window for them. They've just signed Jairo Rijnvold for 8 million from Ajax, and they sold Steve Mandanda back to Marseille after buying him just last season from Marseille. I didn't get the transfer fee on this one, but I did get the fee he was sold to Crystal Palace last season. He was sold for around 1.5 million pounds, so I'm guessing it must have been a similar sum this time around as well. That gives us a 6.5 million net spend for Crystal Palace. So given we've just covered 6 clubs and the show is almost 7 minutes, I guess I'll do this in 3 parts. So I'll see y'all tomorrow for the second part and then day after for the third part. See y'all guys, bye!